to the Date My podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Walter. This is season one, Date My Ex. I'm here with my ex-fiance, Kyle Lampe.
Hello.
Kyle,
hello.
How are you now from the 30 seconds I asked you before?
You know what? I'm awake. I feel good. I feel energized.
Full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, if you listened to last week's episode, which I really hope you did, because it was the date at Swingers, the official one-on-one Kyle and Tara date. We're in the same clothes because we filmed and recorded the intro
20 seconds ago.
And that wasn't the plan. We weren't going to air the full date, but a reminder, I said this last week. I started to go through the footage of the date and the audio for moments to clip, and I was hooked. I was watching the whole thing. And I know that may sound weird, but hopefully if you watched it, you'll see it was just like so cute and funny. And I laughed out loud. I was by myself in my apartment laughing out loud, like going like, aw.
Crazy.
So I'm crazy. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Oopsies. Medicated.
So now we're going to get into it. And since the date, Kyle and I have talked, and there's a bit of a twist coming your way, you guys, in this episode.
We're getting back together.
No, we're not getting. That's what people, by the way, this hasn't even aired. And that's mm-hmm. what friends and people are like, oh, we bet by the end of the mm-hmm. season, you guys will realize you're meant to be together. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine when this is actually out. Maybe people will be like, oh, my God, I can see why you guys are not together.
Mm-hmm.
But if I said right now, Kyle, I'm realizing, like, through this entire experience, I want to be engaged again. Truly, what would you say?
I would say I hear you, and I appreciate you taking some time to think about that.
Yeah.
But I think we need to seek some professional help.
Me?
Yeah, because something's wrong
or
with
we.
You. You need
you
to seek some professional. Well, we are going to go get you professional help.
Why would you say that?
Because that would mean that you, your emotions and thought process are so wildly all over the place that could be so destructive to your life and then take veering turns like that, left to right,
yeah.
left to right, that you, I think you would have to go see someone because you don't really know what's going on to make such brash decisions in your life.
I don't know. That happens with people. By the way, I'm not feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we've discussed this many times, but, you know that happens, right? Like,
well, of course.
I have friends whose parents have gotten divorced and literally years later are remarried.
Yeah, that's years later. We've been separated for 7 months now.
Well, sometimes it happens.
Okay, well, it's not happening.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure.
It's very much not
happening. Hit me up in 30 years. We'll see.
In 30?
What, yeah.
I'll be a wrinkly raisin by
oh,
then.
Yeah. You'll be so hideous.
I'll be 63.
Oof.
Anyway, let's get into the date.
Okay.
And the... what we've discussed since then, and all. So, the date with Tara. I want to hear your initial thoughts. I know we sort of got into it last mm-hmm. episode mm-hmm. a little bit. I want to hear yours, and then you can hear mine.
Okay. My initial thoughts of the date with Tara. I thought the date with Tara was, in my whole dating series that I've been on, like all the dates.
In the show, or since you...
Just total.
Oh, since we broke up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on a lot of dates. I'm very, very high in demand.
Okay.
Just kidding. There's a line out the door. No. Out of all the dates I've been on, this one felt like the most like instant connection and comfortability, like right out of the gate, coming from one. I've been on a couple like that, I should say. It's not the
okay.
only one, but they're very rare to have that immediately. And I thought that was amazing. To me, the biggest barometer of if a date's going well or not is how comfortable I feel,
right.
and how willingness I am to be like silly or joke. If I feel some sort of way, like that I need to guard myself or like put a piece of myself back. Like I feel like I may be too much or they're not going to get my humor or I need to kind of, I don't know, be more serious. that's a red flag for me.
Okay.
But her, I felt like I could just say whatever.
Yeah.
And she would, even if it offended her, I feel like she would still be cool with it, and it would be like a conversation point. Yeah. I don't know. She just felt very comfortable immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could tell watching and listening, you were, especially me knowing you, mm-hmm. like we started off this entire season by talking about you were like, no one knows me better than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And watching this date, which is why I felt so strongly about airing the entire thing last week, was I was like, oh, Kyle is himself right now. Mm-hmm. He's laughing. He's making the jokes. And she is like, she is on the same level.
Yeah, reciprocating.
Yeah.
And the things that we found the same kind of things funny. And even when we disagreed about some very silly things, we like kept coming back to those things, which I thought was really great.
You literally circled back.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but so she funny. Got it too.
Yeah.
Like she was like, oh, I like laughed about it. No,
the
it was
not
good.
Washing your hands.
Yes. Which.
Okay. So let me talk about a couple moments in the date that mm-hmm. I caught and I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
Most of them were positive. The one was,
uh-oh.
You guys, well, this isn't even negative. I'm just curious. You guys talked, she brought up like a kiss. You were talking about like, oh, if we kissed and had like yolk breath or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that was her hinting, opening it up for you to be like, let's see?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
Because what we're about to talk about next.
Oh, interesting.
It made me think maybe if this next thing we're about to talk about wasn't in play, you would have caught on to that. Or maybe you knew and you were like, I gotta keep this distance.
Oh, I didn't catch that at all. I thought that was just like a silly question banter to ask. Cause you're like kind of vetting, like, how do I feel about that? So when that time eventually comes,
I didn't think it
was like
opening it
let's
up.
Let's find out.
Oh, okay.
And squirt yolk in our mouth and make out, you know?
I thought maybe she was opening it up for, if I were on a date and I said that to a guy, I'm not like trying really hard, but I'm opening it up to be like, okay, you can go one of two ways here. You can like make a joke and keep the distance, or you could be like, well, I just ate egg and you just ate egg. Let's share.
Yeah,
a
I think
kiss.
It was. I think it was like that. It's like a. We started. I think it was a way to dip your toe into the physical flirty realm.
Yeah.
Like. But I don't think that she. If I was like, yeah, sure. I don't think she would. She probably would have been like, whoa. Chill, dude. We're at swingers.
Really
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what happened immediately after. Just take us through. You guys go on this date.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling good.
Yeah. I was like, wow. What? That was like
after.
That was a textbook A+ date. Honestly, you wouldn't want a date to go any other way.
Okay.
Like it was great.
So then what happens? I sort of, just so you guys know, I sort of after that date, next episode, the final episode, we're doing like a Where Are They Now catch up, and we're going to catch up with both of them, Kyle and Tara. And so I sort of wanted to give them space. I didn't say like, oh, you should reach out or talk on the phone. I just sort of left it alone. You had the private date and I was like, okay, great. I'll see you, Kyle, in a few days at the studio. What happened after? Did you reach out to her? She reached out to you, and how did that go?
Yeah, I didn't know like what the protocol was. Like we didn't really discuss.
Yeah.
Or like we never exchanged phone numbers.
You called her. You guys saw though. We called her off Kyle's phone.
But we never like
exchanged. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I didn't know the rules of the show. I kind of just like I'm showing up and seeing what happens. So she very sweetly texted me out of the blue, which I gotta be honest at first because I don't have her phone number saved. I was like, because it's Black Friday. I was like, oh, another one of these Black Fridays.
Oh,
so I was like,
what the fuck
is this? And she just let me know that it was really nice to start to get to know me under these weird circumstances. And I was like, oh, that's really nice.
So same day she texted you or
no,
the day after?
No. Day after. Which I thought was really nice. And she even said, she's like, I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know if I'm breaking protocol, but it's been nice to
Are we allowed to read these? Do you think... Or do you think that's a little invasion of her privacy? Maybe we don't read hers, but we read – or what? What do you think?
I don't know. I have no problem with it, but I wouldn't want to just, like, blow up her spot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe out of respect.
Okay, well, we are going to get into texts that Kyle sent her, but we'll keep hers off
air.
Sure.
So she texted me that, and I didn't know what the protocol was, so I didn't text her back immediately, but
you said, I mean, talk about it. Let's say it. We got to get into something, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, okay.
So this is kind of where it gets a little gray area. So obviously before I signed on to be on this show, I had been on Hinge.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason you wanted to do this. Well, part of the reason why I do this show is like, oh, wouldn't it be interesting if like we had this concept? So I had, you know, been on a bunch of dates and I matched with a girl that I was like, oh, she's cool. You know, we went on a date. We were kind of texting back and forth in the early stages of us doing this show. And I even told you before we started doing this show, I was like, hey, I'm talking to someone right now. It's not serious. I still want to do this show, but I'm just letting you know that I'm talking to this girl. She doesn't want to be on the show.
And also she knew you were doing, like, your first date. You were like, hey, by the way, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm doing this dating show.
Yeah, I signed on to be on the show. So I was like, okay, but I still wanted to be open. Because one thing I learned from this year, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, 7 months ago, I thought we were still on the path to what we were doing. Right. And now we're here, which is wild to think. So I was, one thing I learned from this year is like, you just say yes to more stuff. I'm a very like no rigid person. I was like, let's open myself up to yes.
And I do want to stress, because maybe some people hearing this are like, wait. So you came on this dating show. He was not talking. He literally, because we had the conversation. I said, wait a sec. Before he even went on an in-person date with this girl, he said, we've been texting, like, I kind of want to go on a date with her again before the show started filming. Mm-hmm. And but it's not serious. And I was like, okay, great, go. And on the first date, you told her about the show. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of, he kept it chill. It wasn't like you dove all into this relationship, but we're still on the show and it was fake. So anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So I wanted to show up to the show and be open to it too. Like, hey, who knows? Again, like my wife could walk through this door, you know, but obviously I'm still texting and getting to know this girl on the side as well. And that has like continued to build and build. And while doing this, so by the time I got to go on the date with, I'm bleeding. Wow.
Are you?
I don't know why.
You guys, it's lit. Let me see. Let me see the blood. This is such a man thing. Can I see it?
See it?
You can't even see it. The tiniest speck of blood. Okay, really quick. Also, I want to mention, let's be clear.
Disease-free, typo negative.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, by the time you went on the date with
By the time I went on the date with Tara, I had really started, like, developing feelings for this girl that I met. So, but I still was like, all right, I'm going to go on this date. I want to see this thing through. I'm not going to shut down halfway through this. That would be stupid to go through this whole thing and be like, well, I guess we'll just do it for the cameras. No, I still, and that's why when I went on the date with Tara, I was like, oh wow. Like I wasn't expecting her to be this like cool and great. So when she texted me, I was kind of faced with, the decision of like, well, I've kind of already started boiling water in this area. Do I want to start a new, like, fresh pot of water to boil, you know? And me personally, I'm not a person that juggles multiple people. I can't do it.
Yes, and I want to keep your thought, but I want to say, because Kyle and I had this conversation. I think maybe when a lot of people hear this, they're like, oh my God, it's serious. It's a relationship. This is not his girlfriend, this other girl. But when I said to Kyle, I said, this is what people do. They date usually, especially at the very beginning, they date multiple people at once. And you responded to me and said,
I said, yeah, people do date multiple people at once, but there comes a time where you have to make a decision. And I think honestly, that's the biggest problem with dating and dating apps nowadays is there's always another choice and there's always another option that we weren't used to having all the time. And I think that's what really messes people up and why people get in this cycle of like, why am I always dating on Hinge and I can never find anyone? It's like, well, you got to find the thing that lights you up and you have to make a decision. Now, here's the deal. The girl that I'm seeing right now is fantastic. She's awesome. I have a really good time with her and she checks all of my boxes that I need. Here's the funny thing. Tara, beautiful. Awesome. Really great connection. Really great conversation. Based on just the one conversation we had, she checks a lot of my boxes. You know what I mean? So it's like it's red pill or blue pill. I honestly think that if I continue doing what I'm doing with this girl, I'm gonna possibly be happy, right? Because you never know what's gonna happen, of course. But yeah, you're gonna put effort into it. Or I could break that off and I could go with Tara, and I think that I could possibly be happy. So it's like, what are you gonna do? You can choose. You choose a path, right? And put your time into it. But just timing is everything in life. It's like the perfect gray area timing, the way this all coalesced, which I didn't expect that to happen. And I think it might be interesting for people to see this, because this is like real life dating.
I know. And we talked about this. Kyle was, you know, because I've always said I want this to be authentic.
Yeah.
So as soon, I wasn't expecting this with the other girl too. After the date went well with Tara, I was excited. You know, I let them have the space, but I was excited. And Kyle will get into the text that they went back and forth on. Mm-hmm. And so when he called me and said, this is what he said to Tara, I was quite surprised. I'm like, wait, is this other girl your girlfriend? And he was like, no, of course not. I was like, I thought it was like casual dating. And he was like, no, she's not my girlfriend. But, and that's when I was like, Kyle, this is what people do at the beginning of dating. They date multiple people at once. And that's when you were like, yeah, but I don't like that. I like to give my focus to one, even though she's not my girlfriend. And then I said, if this other girl didn't exist, what would you say to Tara? And you were like,
yeah, if I hadn't already started laying the foundation of what could be an awesome relationship with this other girl, and I think Tara 100% fits the bill of someone that I could totally go for, you know?
Like, you would have kept hanging out.
Like this is such a weird gray area, like make or break moment.
I know.
And I think and every relationship has multiple of these where you get to this point and it's like, you can make a choice right now. And that's going to make or break it. But I think those areas are what ultimately makes the relationship stronger. And I think at the end of the day, at the end of this process, really, I think what it's going to do is it's kind of shown me, okay, listen, you've gone through this whole process. This is like now further proof that you're making the right decision, because you still want to pursue this
like
person.
Like, you've gone through the dating.
Yeah, yeah.
I had also asked this to Kyle. I said, when I knew this other girl was casual, I said, okay, but you're still open to, like, if you meet the perfect match, being like, oh, yeah, this is who I'm going to pursue. I'm going to break it off with this other girl. And he was like, yeah, absolutely. Next episode, to be transparent, the final episode will be shot. You know, it's airing for all of you next week. But with this timeline, it'll be about 2 months from now. So we're going to do a Where Are They Now? We're going to bring in Tara. We're going to bring in Kyle. Maybe the girl Kyle's dating, or maybe it will not have even lasted.
I mean, who knows? You know?
How much changes in so much.
Maybe it doesn't work. And I realize, like, oh, maybe I need to take a step back and regroup, you know?
Be alone. That's freaking life. And that's why I was like, let's talk about it. Things are so crazy. And that's why I was like, this happens. People date and they meet. Look at The Notebook. Allie had two amazing options, I feel. Of course, Noah was the one, but like, she had a wonderful, beautiful husband-to-be, fiance in the city. But she had to choose.
I hated that you just did that.
Why?
Because that's a movie.
That's a movie. Okay, and also, can I say, have those hands been backwards for the entire time? Can you please flip them? And I have been listening to you, but looking and been like, oh, my God, the heart hands are the wrong way.
This is how you would do it. Do you see? No one does it like this. You can't do it this way.
Oh.
And this is exactly my point, is your brain doesn't work well. Okay?
Okay. So let's get into the text.
Okay.
So Tara texts you.
Wait, can I finish?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So we've said a lot of things. I like to summarize points. Okay. Here's the summarization of this. I went into this completely open, knowing that I've already stepped my foot into what could be the beginnings of a relationship. As I went through this, those beginnings of that relationship kept growing, but I was still remaining open. When I met Tara, it got to a point where that other relationship had sprouted and it's like growing. So now I had to make a choice. Do I want to cut that off or go with Tara? And as far as timing goes, the timing just doesn't align with where my heart is right now.
Okay.
That's really essentially it. And it has no bearing on like Tara's worth or how cool she is or how like we could have worked out. It's quite literally timing, and timing is a bitch sometimes.
Even though at first my first instinct when Kyle told me what he texted Tara was like a little annoyed and frustrated, I had to change my perspective because that's not what this dating show is about. The whole point of this dating show, you know, at the beginning, of course, I said like, oh my God, I could find your perfect match. A couple things. Number one, it was really, it's to highlight dating people I know and love. I'm like, let me try and matchmake you from my perspective and think outside of your box and push you outside of your box. But with Kyle, we know from the beginning of this season, like, and you know what you want. He wants a serious monogamous relationship. So it would be wild of me to have been like, stop talking to that girl. And no, if you yeah. know, of course, if they became super serious, you would have told me and I would have been like, you know, a girlfriend, I would have been like, absolutely not. You can't be dating and have a girlfriend. Like, we can't shoot the show. But you were open to pivoting and you ended up feeling the way you feel. And in my heart, I hope it's an amazing relationship.
You know what's funny? If timing were different, it was you nailed it though.
What did I?
Yeah, like you found a person that fits the mold.
Yeah.
So it works. It just,
well, technically our friend Michelle did, but I wouldn't have brought her on the show.
But timing just has a different story right now.
So let's get into can we get into the texts?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So we won't show
what I said.
Yeah, we won't show Tara's. Yeah, yeah. So she reaches out to you, and then how long do you wait to respond to her?
She reached out to me. I didn't want to respond right away.
Why?
I wanted to think about it. And also too, it was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And
timeline reveal.
Was that not good?
No, it's just,
it's life.
Authentic.
I didn't text until the next day.
Okay, so you texted on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why did you do that, I wonder? Because for me, that is something I'm sensitive about, and I'm not dating now, but I think if I were, I'd be like, I would immediately think, one, you're either playing a game. This is not with you. If I went on a first date with a guy and I texted him a few hours later, and then he didn't respond until the next day, I'd probably be annoyed. Number one, I'd be like, okay, you're waiting. Are you playing this stupid waiting game that I don't believe in? Like, annoying. I love that Tara texted you first, by the way, because I know a lot of girls that are like, he can text me first.
Yeah, which I thought was fantastic. It just shows that she doesn't play the game. Well, my answer is simple.
Okay. And I was going to say number two, I'm like, you had such a good time. Why wouldn't you text me? But I know you didn't know tell me your answer. You didn't know the rules of the show?
Oh, well, there's a couple reasons. I didn't know the rules of the show. Number two, I was, when I got the text, I was with the other girl that I'm seeing, and to give her
player, don't hate the player, hate the game.
And when I'm with her, I'm giving her my undivided attention. I'm not checking my phone. I'm not looking at things.
Yeah.
And then three, I pay my cell phone bill to use my phone however I want to.
Sure.
I'm not at the beck and call of anyone.
Right, but
none of us are. Okay. So I just think like it might be nice for girls to hear this. It's not a game or a calculated thing. It's just like I was living my life and I'll get to it when I can give it attention.
You could see how that maybe would maybe not make another person feel well.
Sure. I can see how that could make them not feel good, but ultimately that's on them because my actions haven't shown any other way that would make them feel bad. So if they're making a story up in their head, that is not on me at all.
If this other girl didn't exist, would you have responded sooner?
Well, probably because I wouldn't.
Okay, great.
No, but listen, because I wouldn't be out with her.
Yes.
If she didn't exist.
Exactly. Yeah. So okay. I love that. So you're not like this guy who's just like, oh, I'll get around to you when I get around to you.
No. I'm like, very communicative.
Yes.
But in being very communicative, when I'm with the girl I'm dating, I'm communicating with her. I'm with her. I'm not with my phone.
I understand that. Okay. So you respond the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And you say.
Oh.
And if you're watching the YouTube, we will put the screenshots up so you can see the cadence of the text, the punctuation, all of that is very important.
Basically, to summarize, she said, it's nice skin to know you under these circumstances. And I thought it would be funny to make a joke based on our date.
Yeah.
Which we talked about Taco Bell. And so I said, because she texted me unwarranted out of nowhere. I said, ma'am, this is a Taco Bell Have you, by the way, have you tried our new Turkey Crunchwrap Supreme? Because it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But then I went right into, I said, hey, I had a really great time getting to know you as well. You're so funny and easy to talk to, and we rely on a bunch of things except sea salt on chocolate chip cookies. And then I said in quotations, I'll never recover from that, because honestly, I won't. I think that's insane.
I know,
insane.
That was wild. Yeah.
And I said, full disclosure, I met someone a few weeks ago that I think I want to pursue more seriously. If it wasn't for that fact, I would totally see you again, but timing is just off right now. I said, just know that every time I go pee at my house, I'll think of you as I decide whether or not I'm going to wash my hands, because that was another thing we talked about.
Right.
So I wanted to keep it like light, but be serious. Let her know, like, hey, this is, I want to be totally transparent. I think you're great. And then throw in some things to let her know that I really was present on our date and I really was listening to you and engaged with you.
Yeah. That's I love that text. Did she respond?
She did. Her response.
I think we could read this one.
Oh, okay. She said, yikes. I wish I knew this sooner, but thanks for letting me know. And I kind of took that as like, oh, I hope that she doesn't feel like slighted or led on or like we just used her for a TV show or whatever. So I was like, ooh, I could see how she feels that way, though. So I wanted to go a little deeper and say, I hear you completely and I understand where you're coming from. For what it's worth, I went into this knowing we'd enjoy each other's company and have fun. Jessica had mentioned you weren't looking for anything serious when she asked you to be on the show, so I thought a non-pressure breakfast would be a great way to connect. I'm sorry if you felt misled or uncomfortable. My mindset was we had a great connection in the studio, so let's see how we click in real life. I thought we had an effortless flow, but like everything in life, timing is everything. This just isn't the right time, and that has nothing to do with your worth or how great of a person you are. I hope this clears the air and that there are no hard feelings. You're truly wonderful, and I really appreciate and admire you for taking the chance on this because most people wouldn't.
Yeah. And what'd she say?
There's been no answer.
When did you send this?
Yesterday.
What time?
Let's see. Oh, no, sorry. I sent that today at 7 in the morning.
In the morning? It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Now we'll tell you guys, I also reached out because Tara's just a sweetheart. I never want anyone coming on the show. I will say in like the pre-show call I had with these girls to get to know them, to make sure they were a good fit to bring on the show, I did stress the casualness of it. I said, we want to highlight dating. Of course, like if you guys are a match, amazing. But like, you know, I think you could be a great match. You have same personalities, but it's very casual. We want to see two singles and how like dates would go and like almost like blind dates and this and that. So I did stress the casualness of it. Tara had responded and said like, oh my God, yeah, I'm like, and I'm low key, like, let's see how it goes. I won't even see what he looks like on social media. I sent her an audio message. I basically just said, you know, I talked to Kyle. He told me about the text to you. And I, of course, want to get your thoughts. I want to get your perspective. I would love to have you back on the show. We are doing the final episode, Where Are They Now? Obviously, they might be together. Who knows? We don't know. It's going to be a couple months from now. For you guys, it'll be next week. I just wanted to see if she was, I said, are you open? I want to also hear what you thought about Kyle's, you know, text after the date. And she said, yeah, of course. I'd be more than happy to come on the show. And say that. So next week, we'll get Tara's thoughts. I'm very proud of you for being honest. I think that's like hard to do. I think maybe it would have been easier for you if you just didn't click with her, right? With Tara.
So easy. This whole thing, it would have been much easier if this whole thing was like a dud and none of these girls. I was like,
right.
Well, onwards, you know?
Yeah.
But I will also say too, like with respect to the person that I am seeing, this going through this process also makes it even easier to continue to put my effort into her, because it's proof that like even with these great options I still choose this path.
So we're gonna pivot now, since we will be catching up with you and Tara next week, to the current girl you're seeing,
because
This is a dating podcast and you are dating her. You guys aren't official.
No,
girlfriend, boyfriend.
We're not official. We've talked about it. We've talked about like, hey, let's take our time and really vet this, because if we're going to do this, let's do it. And we're not just going to jump into something.
Are you able to tell us anything about her or no?
Yeah, I could tell you lots of stuff about her.
That she's comfortable with you sharing?
Yeah.
Just general.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's she's very kind.
Okay.
Shockingly kind sometimes, where I'm like, wow, you're like a really good person.
Huge heart.
Huge heart. She just exuberates joy.
Yeah.
She's very just bright. Like if she was a color, she'd be yellow. She loves simple things in life. She laughs a lot. She laughs at some things that I can't believe that she thinks are funny, but they just kill her.
And so I'm she like, has a good sense of humor.
Great sense of humor. Yeah. She's very witty. She's very smart.
How old is she?
She's 33.
Okay.
She has her life. She has her life together. She knows what she wants out of life. We align on a lot of the same things.
Can you tell us her career or no?
Yeah, she teaches kindergarten through third grade science.
So teachers, man, they're the freaking backbone of society. Good teachers.
She's really good with kids, which makes sense because she just has that like just kind. You know what it is? She's very motherly. Like when you're around her, you're like, you're just such a nurturer, caregiver. She cares so much about others and their feelings. Like for instance, when we went to like the Getty Museum.
Okay.
And we're just enjoying the art. And a lot of the time I was watching her take in the art because I was just like, wow, she's just like really here. She's like just wide-eyed looking at it and being like, oh, look at that. Like, oh, isn't that so pretty? Like we're on this date. You're just so like yourself. Like
she has the innocent joy.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then she brought snacks. In case I got hungry. I'm like, that's like so.
That's so sweet.
I know. I'm like, on a second date, it's just, you know.
I would never. Can you imagine? You brought snacks.
I know.
Every time. Anyway, keep going. So she brought snacks. She's obviously has a big heart and a caretaker.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that we've talked about this before? Mm. So I can say it. Is nervous. Sometimes I think with men that it could be a dangerous area when they meet someone who cares for them and makes them feel loved away, and don't take this the wrong way, but a way a mother could. And then it's almost like a confusion of like, oh, yes, I love this person. This is my partner. But you need that sexual element, that romantic element.
Oh, are you saying like, do I see her like a mom figure?
Yeah, almost like she's a caretaker. So she's a great. She'll be a great wife and a great mom, but like we've talked about this before. You also need that romantic attraction spice element.
The Madonna horror complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see her like there is a romantic attraction there and a spice element that is surprising to me because she is so yellow and bright.
Right.
But there is also a side to her that is like, whoa, I wouldn't expect that, you know?
A lady and a caretaker in the streets and a freak in the sheets, no, my friends.
No.
I won't say that about you.
She is a lovely, respectable woman.
Okay. Have you talked – you said you've talked about this show.
Yeah.
What does she think about our relationship? What does she think about this? What does she think about the fact that I live across the street?
Yeah, we've talked about that. Because I spilled that all out. I was like, listen, she's going to be in my life. She's probably going to be my life forever.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, like we talked about this last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had like a really in-depth conversation. We were kind of just like going – we were just like – I Googled 200 questions to ask someone, you know, like all these funny questions. Like, let's do this. Let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, what are you looking forward to? And I was talking about Hawaii and like all the stuff going on. And then I told her that you're not going to Hawaii anymore.
Yeah,
and then that got into like, oh – how close we are and like, you know, how someone could be so close in your life and then their role changes, you know, and it doesn't mean that they're any different. And I basically just gave her the scenario. I was like, put it this way. If we got a message that nuclear warheads were coming to us right now, I'm going to grab her. I'm going to grab my dog and I'm going to take you and we're going to get in a car and we're going to go because Jessica to me is family. Like, I've known you for 8 years and I've loved you in a romantic way. And now I love you in a family way. And that's you can't shut that off. Like, you know, like, are you ever going to not love your brothers? Now I know you don't have sex with your brothers.
Yeah.
But that feeling of closeness, like you're never going to leave them behind. They're always going to be an option. And I told her that. I was like, Jessica's going to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And she was like, you know what? I think that's actually really great. She was like, I just don't understand how you can just shut that off. And I'm like, I'm really not shutting it off. It's just morphed into it's a different type of love. It's not a romantic love. It's a like brotherly, sisterly, like I know this person deeply. And then and it's important to me. It's just like family.
Yeah.
And she gets it. Yeah.
She does. Mm-hmm. And we like grew together. We met at like, I was 24 when I met you. You were 31?
31, yeah.
And like I think you've always stayed constant. I've just like grown mm-hmm. and my perspectives and my maturity and everything has like changed so much. And I think that, like you said, she asked you, I don't know how you could shut that off, meaning like the sexual or.
Yeah.
And like you said, I love that you said that because I've said that to people too, or like you're hooking up your ex-fiance, like there's something weird there, like what is the deal? And it's not shutting anything off. It's really, like you said, it's sort of moving it or evolving it into a different type of love. And I think you said this to me once, you're like, and I agree with you, I think that's like a very true, real form of love.
Yeah.
I just want, like, when I know you so deeply and you know me deeply, and I just like truly want you to be happy, mm-hmm. which is why when we've talked about this person you're with, I'm like, there's no world in which I ever even risk you, if this is possibly the one, you losing this person because of a freaking podcast show. Like, no, you can't have a girlfriend. Like, you like treat it the right way. But like,
yeah,
I just want you to be happy. I want you to get everything you want in life. I want you to succeed. And I want to like know you forever. I want to be there. Like Margot, she was like, you had her for like 2 months when we met.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with her for all those years. Mm-hmm. Kyle's dog, and who I consider her my dog as well.
My dog.
And like, I don't want to, you know, dogs get old and they pass away. And the thought of me not being there for that is like horrific.
No,
and
yeah.
I know that relationships go in marriages. Can you imagine? Like, go through this all the time. Married for 20, 30 years and you have kids together and then you divorce. Like.
And what? That person just is not out. Well, sometimes it depends on why.
Trauma.
Yeah. But if they're terrible people. But like.
Your parents are a good example.
They're great friends.
They're great friends. Kyle's parents, and I don't want to say too much, but like. His mom and dad divorced. Do you like mind sharing some of it? Or
yeah,
no?
They got divorced when I was 22.
How long were they together for?
Since I was 1.5.
Okay. They got divorced when you were 22. For a little bit, it was contentious. Is that the word? Contentious?
Yeah, I think they kind of did the whole thing where they played house until I left home. I left home when I was 19. Yeah, okay. And that's kind of when it ended, which... I understand why a parent would do that, but I don't know if it's like the best, like I wouldn't have cared, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're total friends now. They don't hate each other. Like
if I would, I would
spend holidays together.
Yeah. We went camping. Like we've spent holidays together. Yeah. Me and Kyle and his mom and dad had spent Thanksgiving together mm-hmm. in Nashville. Yeah. We all went camping together. His dad is like a father figure to your younger siblings.
Yeah.
Who's, Kyle's mom had gotten remarried and had three young ones. They're Kyle's three half siblings. Mm-hmm. And your dad is like a father figure to them.
And maybe that's why it's easy for me, because I have had that template. I've seen that, like, oh, people can be cool, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people have such a hard time with this. Like, people I told that I was doing this podcast, they have this like, ooh, yeah, that's crazy you guys are doing that. Why are you dipping your toe back in there? And I'm just like, maybe it's because all of their relationships ended poorly. I don't know.
Ended poorly, or I think.
Or maybe we're just crazy.
Maybe. I know. We fast forward next episode. We're not speaking.
Yeah. And
we're
like, we're she's hitting. Dead to me.
2 months later.
Yeah.
No, but it makes sense. And I will say, Kyle, when I met you and I talked to Kyle, he had dated someone for 4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they stopped talking. And I kind of asked him, I was like, I get it, but that's strange. And you said to me, when I break up with an ex, I don't talk to you anymore.
It's over. Yeah, because, well, and not out of spite. It's just like I kind of move on with my life.
So it's different.
But you know what's crazy? I think maybe this was the first time in my life that I've actually opened myself up to what true love is for a person. Like, I'm not, like, I'm always going to love you, and I'm always going to want you to be happy and do well, and I want to know you until I'm dead, but I don't want to be married to you. I don't love you like that. I love you like you would just like a family member. You know what I mean? And I think the right girl, the girl that I'm going to be with is going to have to understand that, or I can't be with you because I'm not going to, you weren't there. So why would I change? Why would I change who I am and what I want for my life for a person that I have now allowing to be in my life? I don't need to change my previous history or rules or, you know, and some people give me shit for still having our pictures up on my Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, so you're telling me that 8 years of us traveling the world and all of these cool experiences, which the only reason I have pictures up is because you always wanted to take pictures. I'm not a picture taker. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to have pictures of my time in Greece or Rome if I don't have them with Jessica, because we only took pictures together. I don't have me. I'm not a selfie guy. So it's like, oh, so you're saying, oh, you met me, you like me, you want to come into my life, but I've got to erase my past. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's so crazy. Yeah. I would never expect someone else to do that. That's my past. And
the photos with me.
Yeah. Okay. And if you're going to accept me and want to be with me, what you don't realize is that person helps shape the person I am right now in front of you. And you should like honor that.
Yeah.
Just like I'm honoring all the people that you knew that shaped you, who you are in front of me, all the traumas and the things that you've gone through and the things that you've had to overcome. So to ask someone to take that down or like completely negate that, you're actually like, that's crazy to me.
It's like asking them to sort of ignore or
who they are. That's
get rid of a part of themselves. Yeah. Like you said, there are so many, I've grown, like every part of me you've played a part in. Like me at 24 was not me today.
No.
And you're, when I, like a year or two or even three into being with you, you said something to me that your ex-girlfriend said to you when you guys broke up. And it was like so beautiful and heartbreaking. And what did she say about, so you broke up with her.
Yeah.
And she said something to you.
And she was so right. She was so spot on. She said, it just really hurts me to know that the next girl that gets to love you gets to love the version that I helped create.
Mm-hmm.
Like she doesn't know how lucky she is because she doesn't have to deal with all the things I dealt with, which makes it sound bad, but like, yeah. And then this is the exact same, like the girl that I'm seeing gets the reason why I can communicate with her so well. And the reason why I can see the pitfalls in a relationship or the things that you shouldn't say or the things you should say or the things you should do more of are because I have made mistakes or I have done the right thing and I've learned from that. Like it's, you helped for 8 years mold me into like how I present myself to her. And guess what? I don't know how long we're going to be together, but whatever I'm learning from her is either going to stick and like I'm going to die with her, or I'm going to take things from her and she's going to take things from me, and that's going to help who I'm going to be the next person I meet in my life. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
And it's just wild to me that people like expect you to just erase your past for them.
Yeah, and I also understand it. I understand people. I have none of my siblings talk to their exes. My parents don't. My parents have been together since they were like 16, 17. But I understand it, especially we don't even, this goes unsaid, but I'll say it anyway. If it ended because of trauma or because of if it ended on bad terms, of course, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think there are, we've gotten DMs, which is another reason to that made me be like, even though I've been thinking about the show for a while, to start it up is like when I talked about our separation on the previous podcast I was on, so many people were like, oh my God, I just really love and appreciate the amount of respect you have for him. And it sounds like you have for each other when you're not together. And like that, I think could be normalized more if you want that. If you don't want that, fine. But if there's this weird world where some of my friends don't hate their ex, and but they just are like, well, that's my ex, I'm not going to talk to them, or there's a weirdness about them with a new person.
Yeah.
And I understand it. It's just to each his own, I guess.
And what if the whole point of this entire podcast
yeah
was to give people a perspective and maybe let them open the door to someone that they really do miss in their life and they wish was there. And if maybe they have a conversation, it would be fine.
Yeah. And reach out to them if you're feeling that way, or you have an ex, you're like, damn, that person was so amazing in my life. And no, I don't want to rekindle anything romantically. And of course, respect your current partners. And if you have to have a conversation with your current partners, but like, maybe you do go, I want to reach back out to that person and I'll make it clear, hey, this isn't anything weird or romantic. I just like really respect you as a person and I see what you're doing. And I just want to get back in touch because life is short. And I always say, like, be around the people you care about. Surround yourself with the people that mean something to you. It doesn't have to, they don't have to play specific roles that they used to play.
Yeah. And, or even to add on top of that, or end a relationship that you've wanted to end, but you've been scared to because you don't want to lose that person. You don't have to lose that person.
Yeah.
Go be happy. You're actually hurting each other more staying in a relationship because you don't want to lose each other, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. Exactly.
Just talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I still can't stand you, though.
Yeah, I don't like you very much either.
Yeah.
But let me ask, because you said this before we wrap it up. You said in this episode, whatever, a few minutes ago, you were like, but I don't want to marry you. You said that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been clear about, I ended our engagement. Mm-hmm. You were like, in it to win it.
Yeah.
Do you look back now, 7 months later, are you thankful I ended it? Is there things you kind of saw that you now have clarity of, like, oh, I'm very thankful she ended it? Or is it like you kind of have to be that way? No. So you are.
I think the way I'm looking at it is kind of how I look at everything in life. I'm just thankful to, this is going to sound so, like, such a cop out, but it's so true.
What?
I'm not thankful for outcomes. I'm not thankful for how anything turns out. I'm just thankful to, like, experience life. So, like, would I have been thankful if we got married? Sure. Am I thankful that this happened the way it is? Yeah, because I'm like living my life. I'm just experiencing life how it comes, and I'm trying to do my best. I'm trying to be the best person I can and, like, go for the things I want in life. And I'm just grateful for whatever comes my way. So I can't even answer that.
Okay.
I'm not thankful or thankful for it. I'm just trying to, like, live right now in this moment and not, yeah.
I like that. I think that's beautiful, living just in the moment.
Yeah. I will be starting a cult. Yeah. So if you guys would like to join.
I will be joining.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to wear linens and we're going to.
Love
gonna,
a good linen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. So proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm very, very excited for next week's episode.
I am too.
Very excited because, like, where are we in a couple months from now? It'll be a week for you guys, but, like, how are we feeling? I may move. I don't know. The thought of moving, or I may not.
You could be dead.
Kyle, please.
What?
If I am not here anymore.
And then I'll take over the podcast.
If I'm not here anymore, we're going to cut that clip, play it at the funeral, and then everyone's going to blame you for manifesting that.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to say.
What?
It's not real. Okay. Everyone relax.
But we'll get into that too next episode because I'm thinking, like, not moving. Sorry. When I say moving, I just mean, like, away from across the street from Kyle, like, further. And the thought of that terrifies me because the past 7-8 years, like, yes, we're separated, but we also live across the street from each other. If I really needed to, I could run across the street. I could see Kyle. I could see Margo. Anyway, who knows? In a couple months, will I be getting on this mic and be like, yeah, I didn't move. I'm too scared. And we'll talk about that. But next episode, I'm going to have Tara back, hopefully in a few months or a couple months. She still wants to be back on the show. We're going to talk about her perspective, how she's doing, what she's up to, talk to you. Maybe by then, if you're still with the current girl, maybe she's on the show, maybe she's not. We'll see.
We'll see what she's comfortable with. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's going to be hard?
Or she could hear this and be like, wow, I don't want to be with you anymore.
No, that's not true. You know what's going to be hard?
What?
You know what this means?
What?
For the next couple months, if you are still with her, you can't really post to socials. Is she fine with that, you think? Like, with her.
Oh, okay, cool. So guess how many posts she has on her Instagram?
How many?
Zero. Guess how many times I post?
How many?
Never. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, she doesn't have an Instagram? Yeah. Or she just has one that's, like, to creep? Not to creep.
I literally, but. like social media is not real.
Okay. No, that's a big deal, though. Like, for people, for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I would say go outside more to those people.
I don't know. I'm kind of one of them because yeah, I like...
go outside more.
Okay. Well, I like... a lot of life is online nowadays, and I do go outside. But that's
only if you... it's only if you...
Right, but it's just a different form of communication nowadays, Kyle.
Sure. Well, to all the people that are going to be sad that I'm not going to do like a whatever the kids call it, a soft launch, hard launch?
Hard launch.
Yeah.
You always want it hard. Right. You don't want it soft.
The half-mast launch. Just go read a book.
I don't think you should read a book. I think you should be very upset. So agree to disagree.
I'm going
to
live my
life. No, don't be upset, actually, because I don't want him to spoil this. So if you're looking at Kyle's socials right now and being like, oh, he's not with her because there's no post. Well, now you know.
And if I do post, I will cover her.
Well, no, we're still going to know.
No, you won't, because I'll black her out.
Well, now we're going to know.
Know what?
Because if there's a girl you post with and she's covered out, then we're going to say, oh, that's the girl.
Oh, but what if it's Tara? What if Tara and I have a Oh, what if it's a whole new girl?
A whole new girl. A whole new girl. Okay, we got to go. Thank you all for tuning in and going on this journey with us. What a journey of exploration and dating and fun. Hopefully this helped you. And we'll see you all next week for the final season one episode of the Date My Podcast. Farewell.